So continuing to take or maintain your inner posture of wakefulness, attentiveness, receptivity. Connecting with the feeling of the breath moving through the body. Or perhaps you have another anchor, such as sounds or sensations. Encourage you to stay connected to this inner and outer posture as I share some reflections on emotions, some practice instructions. The mindfulness practice ultimately is a kind of training to learn to open to mindfulness to the entirety of our experience. And in this retreat mode, we encourage the practice method of connecting and reconnecting with the anchor, the breath, with the body, to allow the mind to gather and become collected and settled. The kind of stability of mind, moving the body out of the fight, flight, fight, flight, freeze response, where many of us live, into a mode of rest and digest, where healing can happen. And especially as the treat progresses, the encouragement is to hold the anchor lightly, so we're not fighting against the other things that arise and call for our attention, but rather cultivating the capacity to meet with mindfulness whatever is arising. And so this progression continues. Inez led us in how to work with sensations of the body, things in the body that are calling for our attention. And it's a natural progression to move from the body into emotions, states of mind, because the primary way we can work with emotions with mindfulness is through the body. The manifestation of the emotional energies in the body. And in our practice, there can be a sense that we're not so concerned about what's actually happening in awareness. What's happening in awareness is the product of so many causes and conditions and I kind of have a sense that whatever's happening is it could not be otherwise. So more than being concerned as to what we're experiencing, the focus is on how we're relating to that experience. Are we meeting the experience with ill will, judgment, resisting, bracing and tensing, complaining? Or are we meeting the experience with interest, with curiosity, with kindness and understanding, welcoming each new experience for what it promises to teach us? And one of the things that happens as we cultivate samadhi in this retreat container, which we've simplified things, is that our emotions sometimes get amplified. The low hum of background anxiety that might always be present becomes a roar. The grief we've had to suppress just so we can function in the world starts to show up. Regret, remorse about something we've done in the past begins to show up. All the undigested matters of the heart begin to reveal themselves. And it's not a problem, it's not a mistake. This is what happens with practice. The Buddha said that his reason for teaching was not about merits or good deeds or rapture or insight, that the reason for teaching was the sure heart's release, the heart that is sure to release with this practice. And the first day I talked about how the body seeks a kind of equilibrium. When there's activation, we come into stillness. It recalibrates. And this is true in the mind. This is also true in the heart. Heart wants to process and digest these experiences, wants to be free of them. Or be free within them. And so the attitude of practice with emotions is to open to them, turn towards them, but with a kind of skill and care. To maybe assess, is this manageable? Do I have the capacity to meet this emotion? Am I resourced enough? Is there enough stability in mind? It doesn't mean that it won't be painful, but is it a kind of pain that is manageable? And when it is manageable, to open, letting the body be a spacious container to feel the emotion, to let the emotion move within the spaciousness of this container. It can be quite helpful to have a mental note. Anxiety, fear, restlessness, whatever it might be. Helpful when the mental note is in a calm, soothing, almost matter-of-fact inner voice. Just acknowledging the truth of this moment. And in retreat practice, a good way to practice with emotions is in those moments where we get disconnected from our anchor. Don't have to go looking for them, don't have to conjure them up. Inevitably, they appear, probably have been appearing. So coming back to your anchor, feeling the breath moving through the body. And maybe as you sit here, there are already powerful emotions present. And if so, you can connect with the tactile somatic experience of that emotion. Where does it reside in the body? What's the quality of the energy? Is it moving? Is it changing? Is it static? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? And where is the, does the pleasantness or unpleasantness reside in the body? Sometimes even in a different place than the primary emotion. Is there tension or tightness or holding? Can that be softened? And also can sometimes be helpful to imagine as if the breath were breathing with or breathing through the emotional energy of the body as a kind of soothing force. Whenever this exploration feels complete, maybe the emotion has changed. More often than not, we've become distracted. And just gently coming back to your meditation anchor, resting the attention lightly on the feeling of the breath moving through the body. And whenever you notice that the attention has wandered from your anchor, you can check in, notice what's pulled you away. Maybe a sensation in the body. Maybe an emotion. Connecting with that emotion. Opening again to notice where in the body the emotion resides, what it feels like. a sense of pleasantness or unpleasantness. Some folks associate a sound or a color or even a number. And as we open to the experience of the emotion, there can be a kind of shift from the usual habit of being caught or lost in the emotion to standing on the side and watching it manifest. Like clouds in the sky moving through. Well, the clouds can darken the sky. The sky is always blue and vast and spacious. We identify with this sky-like mind, with awareness itself. It becomes a shift from I'm sad to sadness is present. The quality of mindfulness that knows sadness is not itself sad. And when this investigation seems complete, or when the mind has become distracted, returning again to your meditation anchor. When you notice the attention has wandered from the breath, often the thing that we notice first are thoughts, lost in thought. Seeing if you can drop below the level of thought, seeing if there are emotions in the body that are driving those thoughts. You might notice thoughts of planning. Looking beneath them, maybe restlessness, anxiety, worry. connecting with the felt sense of the emotional experience. Opening to it, not with the sense that it should go away, but just the sense that it's to be seen, to be felt, to be honored. To be held in this spacious container of the spacious heart and mind. And given some permission to move, to change. And anytime you find that you're drifting in this exploration, just gently coming back to your meditation anchor. And every time you notice that the awareness is no longer connected with the breath, checking in what emotions are present, also noticing how you're relating to that emotion. There's some bracing or resistance. Can it be softened? Some judgment or inner dialogue, you can bow to those thoughts and let them be in the background. Letting the awareness zero in on the sensations in the body. Receiving them, welcoming them. Again, whenever this exploration seems complete, or the mind has become distracted again, gently coming back to re-engage with your meditation anchor. Letting this core practice be simple. With that sweet spot of effort, not too strong, not too loose. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. Just that simple. The emotions that arise in our practice are often influenced by the physical energy in the body. So we can begin to notice when there's too much energy in the body, can have more restless, afflictive emotions. And sometimes when there's too little energy in the body, mind turns towards more sad, depressed thoughts. And here we can use a little bit of skillful means. If there's not enough energy in the body, sitting up a little bit more straight, taking in a little bit of air. Opening the eyes. And as we continue the retreat practice, you can continue to pay attention to a kind of balancing of the energy that can happen. This is very supported by walking meditation practice, by staying in the cycle of practice. There's too much energy in the body. You can focus on the sense of being connected to the earth, sense of being grounded. Maybe a little more attention to the exhale. Maybe slowing down in walking meditation. I'm just experimenting with how the balance of energy in the body influences our ability to be present. And the quality of emotions that might be arising. And continually returning to the object of meditation, body breathes in, body breathing out, a field of awareness filled with the sensation of the breath and everything else more or less in the background or to the side. And this meditation set with a poem. It's called Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair or yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. So just a reminder that every one of you will have a practice discussion meeting today, a group meeting at either 9:30, 10:30, or 11:30 Pacific time. So make sure you check the list. You'll either be meeting me or Inez. And really helpful to be to those groups on time or even a couple minutes early so we can start on time. And you know, without making a big project out of it, it can be useful to just take a few moments to reflect on any questions that you might have, difficulties that are arising that you need some support with, or just be prepared to kind of share what you're noticing in the practice so we can just make sure everybody's okay. The meetings are very important, so please come to your meeting. Anything else, Inez, we need to cover? Okay. All right. I'll see some of you in just a few minutes. A beautiful day of practice.